Soundgarden and Pearl Jam backstage at Lollapalooza in 1992. I had become friends with Soundgarden because my college roommate was their sound man in the late 80s and was good friends with them. So they were comfortable around me and my camera. At Lollapalooza in 1992, which I was shooting for Jody Peckman at Rolling Stone, she had asked me to get a photograph of a couple of band members from Soundgarden who were already exploding in the alternative rock scene and this new up-and-coming band called Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam was one of the baby bands on the bill that day. Maybe they were second or third on the bill. So I went to the publicists that were on site and mentioned that I had an assignment from Rolling Stone to get a shot of any members of Pearl Jam and Soundgarden together. They put their heads together, they asked the band who wanted to be in the photo, and both bands offered to be in the photograph. We went into Pearl Jam's dressing room, they sat down on the couch, they more or less ignored me, and I shot a roll and a half of film. I had a flash off camera, and also shot some with my flash on camera. And when Chris Cornell sadly died a number of years ago, and I posted this on social media, it had almost 1 million views on Facebook. These were important figures in our pop culture landscape. They remain important today. The music that they've created is incredibly important. And this has become a very, very special photograph for me in my career.